We've got the Phillies, we've got the Brewers, and we've got Jeremy Hellickson warming up before the game. We'll take you to the bottom of the second. Hellickson facing Keon Broxton.
And the pitch. Broxton strikes out swinging to end the inning.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Backed him up on that changeup and gets the swing from Jonathan Villar.
Swinging a liner into right in the corner, and this one is going to be a fair ball, and Herrera is going to go into second base with a ground rule double, and the Phillies have the lead. Here he comes again, and that's hit in the air in the right center and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Brett Phillips! He just hit one out of here as a pinch hitter! And the Brewers have the lead! How about that move? He's ready and delivers, and that's hit in the air to center, deep trouble. Broxton back, warning track. This one is gone. It's a grand slam home run for Nick Williams. And the Phillies have the lead. And there is still nobody out. Neris deals to him a swing and a pop-up. This one is going to win the game, and Freddie Galvis has that, and the Phillies take game three.
Craig Counsell and the Brewers unable to pull it off against the Phillies on Sunday as they lose 5-2. Here's Counsell on the loss.
I mean, he's a big leaguer. I mean, it's not his big league debut. He pitched against us and, you know, in a little bit of a similar situation in New York. So it's not, you know, I mean, he's a lefty going up against a lefty. It was a good matchup for him. He threw a breaking ball in the strike zone, and the guy put a good swing on it.
So it took the wind out of things after Phillips. That was sort of a big moment. The crowd really was into it.
I think that's, you know, it was a great moment. It was outstanding. And, you know, I think you go into that game and Corey and Jacob are down. And if you're going to be, it's an aggressive move for me to pinch hit for Matt there. We took a chance there. You know, you're going to, with those guys down in the bullpen, that you're going to have to use some other relievers to cover 12 outs. I'd do it again. You know, you'll take the 2-1 lead, and it just didn't work out in that inning. I thought if, you know, Rob and Webb get us through the innings, we're set up nicely to cover the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
There's always the excitement about somebody hitting their first home run. There seemed to be a bit more with Brett doing it. What is that like for a guy like that and for this clubhouse to see him get that?
Well, it's great. I mean, it's his real first big moment here. I thought even in the game yesterday, as kind of the at-bats went on, his swings got a little better, and it looked like he started feeling a little comfortable with his at-bats. So it's a great moment. And I think for whatever happens with Brett the rest of the year, it's something that, you know, he can lean on for the rest of the, you know, kind of moving forward here. And he's had a moment and that had some success and a big moment of success and contributed.
What did you think of how Matt threw the ball?
I thought Matt threw the ball well. He pitched very well. He was efficient, got in a little bit of trouble in the fifth, but got himself out of it really with limiting the damage. It was a tough call taking him out there. Like I said, it's one of those that's a sticky one. And I thought Hellickson was kind of matching him with everything he was doing, certainly. And their bullpen, to me, when they get into winning games, their bullpen's pretty effective. Those three guys, you know, those four guys that they kind of generally go to. So we took a shot, but Matt was throwing the ball well, and he really continues to do a really nice job, kind of under the radar. He's putting together a pretty nice season.
As quiet as your offense was all day, those last two innings, you got, you know, a chance.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, we got the tying run up there. We got Travis in at bat. We got Steven in at bat. We got Eric in at bat. Arcia had an at bat. So we gave ourselves a shot. You know, we gave ourselves a shot in the last two innings, and, you know, that's all you can ask for, really.
Aggressive
3-0. Yeah, no, he looked at me and I said, yeah, so I definitely like that.
you can turn anybody loose, that's the guy, right? I mean, he's been so good.
It's a good spot. The guy just, you know, it was a strike. It was just a little down. If it's a little up, you know, it's, you know, that's the risk you take. But I think there's the way Travis is swinging the bat. I think it's a good. I think that's a place where you take a little risk.
Overall, pretty good weekend, Craig. You win 2 out of 3 and get going here in the second.
Yeah, no, it's you know, win series is always going to you know, be successful. There's going to be, you know, we're always going to want more. I think that's the world we're in. That's the spot we're certainly in. But you know, we're playing well. I love what we did in the 8th and the 9th and giving ourselves a shot. Give yourselves a shot. Some of those times are going to come through. And that's we've done that a bunch this year, and it's good to see.
Brett Phillips hits his first career home run as a pinch hitter in the 5th inning. Here's what he had to say about the game.
You know, the home run was fun and exciting, but a win would have been a lot cooler to go along with it, you know, but it's going to be memorable. You know, the fans of Milwaukee made it extra special with the curtain call, you know, calling me out there and celebrating with the team for that short period of time. A win would have been a lot cooler to go along with it. We could come back tomorrow against the Pirates and continue to play hard and go out there and have fun. So,
what have the guys said to you about it? Anything?
You know, it's funny because Braun and Broxton actually called the home run before the game. Broxton was talking about how he hit his first home run. It was a pinch hit as well. And they were talking about it. They're like, today's the day. You're going to get a pinch hit and hit a homer. And sure enough, pinch hit homer, which was super funny and cool too.
Baseball's weird though in their back because you don't have that much pinch hitting experience in the minors you play every day.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. It's a different feel, like you said. It's coming off the bench. You just got to be ready at all times there. And luckily, you know, I was down in the cage actually hitting, and Pat Murphy called down, and you know, I thought Thames was going to hit in that spot right there, but I ended up going out there, and it was kind of just on the fly, you know, and luckily was able to do some damage on right there. So
maybe that's best, huh? Just not think about it.
Yeah,
you put up unexpected.
I did say that to Vogt. You know, it was one of those things that, you know, just going out there, and I didn't think about it right before that, but I just went up there. It was on the fly, like you said, so it was good.
What does it do for you now that you've done this? Now you've got that out of the way. Does it change anything for you mentally?
You know, it gives me some confidence, but, you know, it's one of those things I just got to continue to get better, obviously, on a daily basis, work hard, and do whatever I can to help this team win on a daily basis.
Monday, Phillies are in Miami to take on the Marlins. Same day, Brewers are in Pittsburgh for a series against the Pirates.